Okay, the Siyata Deshmaya, today's daf is Sadi in Maseches Erevin. The Torah world is mourning the loss of one of the Poskei Hador, son of the Poskei Hador of David Feinstein Zatzal, as well as one of the most important Jewish leaders to the entire world, Rabbi Jonathan Sacks. And the daf goes on. This tkufa, I was telling the Chevra at the end of the meeting that this tkufa of Corona, Mirza Hashem, should disappear fast. There's no question in my mind that when the historians are going to look back, they're going to look at the year of 2020 as being a year of transition in the history of Klal Yisrael. Just think of the leaders in both the Olam HaYeshivas, as well as in the modern Orthodox world, it's Mamish, we're in a tkufa of transition, and we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the leaders that could be able to take us to another step of Geula. As there's a tremendous vacuum right now in Klal Yisrael. It's a scary thing. Whenever there's a vacuum, it's a very, very scary thing. But our nechama is that Klal Yisrael keeps on learning, and that we continue doing our best to grow. Perek Kol Gagos had begun on Daf Pei Tesam and Aleph with the machlekes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim in regards to roofs that are on top of buildings, on top of houses. The Rabbi Meir had told us that all the Gagos Ha'ir are Rishus Achas, and the Chachamim had told us that each one is a Rishus Bifneatz, and you can't carry from one to the next. Similarly, or connected to this, we had a machlokis within the Shitas Chachamim between Rav and Shmuel on the bottom of Pei Tesam et Aleph. Rav and Shmuel had argued, according to Chachamim, that say each one's a Rishus Bifnei Atzmo, Rav said you could be metalto only Dalet Amis, and Shmuel said you could be metalto through the entire area. So those machlokios are really the foundations of the rest of our perek, and particularly our daf. We're picking up on daf Tzadi Amud Aleph, where we have the shita of the shaila of Rami Bar Chama. According to the shita of the Chacham that we just mentioned, that each one of the Rishuyos are considered separate, so now the question is, what about carrying from one roof to another area? Boy Rami Bar Chama, Shtei Amos Bigag, Ushtei Amos Ba'omud. So the Shita of the Chacham, that say each is a separate domain, and you're not allowed to carry from one to the next. What happens if you have two Amos on the Gag, and two Amos on an Amud, a post that's 10 Tvachim high and 4 Tvachim wide? Mahu, what's the Lacha? Amar Rabba, Maikami Boile. What type of Shaila is this? Karmelus Rishus Ayachid, Kami Boile? Are you asking in regards to going from a Karmelus to Rishus Ayachid? That's going to be Pashut. The Rami Bar Chama, Agav Churfei Lo Iyembe. So the Pshat must have been that Rami Bar Chama, because he was so sharp, he wasn't careful in terms of the way, he wasn't meduyak in how he formulated the question. Elohachid Kami Boile. What he meant to ask was the following. Shtei Amos Bigag, Ushtei Amos Bach Sadra. So it's true. If you had an Amud, so then in such a case it's a Rishus Hayachid, and the Gag is a Karmelus, then there's no shaila. Of course you can't move. But over here you have two amos at Zagag, and two amos as Achsadra. Achsadra is generally translated as a portico. A portico being that you have a porch that's hanging out, but without walls. Mai, mahu, mi amrin, kim delo hai chazal dira velo hai chazal dira chadur rishusi. On the one hand, since each is just two amos, so it's not possible to serve as a rishus by itself. So then each one complements each other. It's considered one rishus. Odilma, even the megag legag aser. Since the shita of the chachamim is that going from one gag to the next is aser, megag lachsadra nami aser. Do we say that going from the gag to the chsadra is also going to be aser? So that's one shaila that we have in our gemara. Nacha shaila, boy rabibi barabaye. Shtei amos begag, ushtei amos bechurva. If you have two amos on the gag and two amos in a churva, churva was a rishus hayachid, but the building has been entirely gutted. Mau, what's halacha? Amar Rav Kahana, lav haynu drum bar chama. Isn't that exactly the same shaila Rami Chama? Amar Abibi, Barabaye v'chime achar asoy v'neitze chadra. Rabbi Barabaye says, did I come to challenge you with someone else's question? There certainly is a difference between the two. Achsadra lo chazi l'dira. V'chor v'chazi l'dira. Achsadra is not capable for a deer because it doesn't have walls. The churva just is that it was gutted, but it still has walls. It says the Gemara, v'chimya acha dechazi ledira maikami boile. So once it's possible to use for a dira, what exactly is the shaila? Says the Gemara as follows: imtim tzaloi mar kamar. We're saying an imtim tzalom. Imtim tzalom achsadra lo chazi ledira churva chazi ledira. Do you say on the one hand that chazra is not chazi ledira, and a churva is? And since a churba is, it might therefore be aser to be metaltel from the gag to the churba. Or do you say now there are no diurim, and therefore you could consider it as one rishus, and therefore you'd be able to be metaltel through both of them. Teku, the Gemara leaves its original kasha. Now the Gemara on Peitas Amid Aleph had discussed the halach of two roofs that are considered separate rishuyos according to the Chachamim. Remember that we had introduced that Rav says that you're only allowed to carry four amas. And over here now, the Gemara is going to discuss the law of two roofs that are one rishus. We're going to see that this is the shita of Rebbe Meir, or a single roof of a similar size, according to the Chachamim. And interestingly, over here, we're going to have Rav and Shmuel having different shitas. Says the Gemara, according to Rebbe Meir, who considers all roofs to be one rishus, okay? So Gemara says as follows, Gag hashavim l'Rebbe Meir. In the case of where you have adjoining roofs, according to the Shita Rebbe Meir, or v'gag yichidi l'Rabbanan, a single roof that we learned according to the Rabbanan. So here, interestingly, we're going to have the inverse of what we saw in our introduction on from Peites Amid Aleph. Here what's going to emerge, Rav Amar Mutal Taltal Bekulo, Ravu says that you're allowed to be metaltal all of it. Ushmuel Amar Ein Metaltal Bo Eladal. And Shmuel says that you're only allowed to be metaltal dal. Take a look on Beites Amid Aleph, that was the inverse. We had Rav saying that you could only be metaltal dal, and Shmuel saying that you could be metaltal kulo. So the Gemara analyzes. Rav Amar Mutal Taltal Bekulo, Kasha de Rav Rav. The stira between Rav. So Gemara answers, Hasam, over there, the walls between the roofs, loy minkura mechitzasa. You couldn't tell that there was a mechitza. So hacha minkura mechitzta. So here you're going to have to be mokim that you are able to see the mechitzas. So even though we had learned that the halach is that you could only be metaltel dalit amos, according to Rav, that was according to the Chachamim, that Rav, what do I mean, Rav, according to Chacham, Rav Aliba de Chacham, who said that you're only allowed to carry in that roof, that's only in a case of where there's lo minkur mechitzas. So if it's lo minkur mechitzas, so then you're only allowed to carry dalet amos. But once the mechitzas from the houses below are obvious, then in such a case, it can be metaltel in the entire rishos. Shmuel amar, ein metaltel b'yela dalet amos. But Shmuel holds that you can't carry only dalet amos. That goes against what Shmuel had said, Bedasa Chacham Peites Amid Aleph. Kasha de Shmuel de Shmuel. It's a steer between Shmuel and Fidehli Gemara. Hasam Lehavi Yosin Beis Hasayim. Another Ukimta. There, the case is that the house wasn't a large house that didn't stretch for Beis Hasayim. Hachavi Yosin Beis Hasayim. Here we're talking about the roof, and Ari's question is more than Beis Hasayim. You have this, I miss the old city, Mirtz Hashem, I hope next Shabbos that we'll be able to, two Shabbos, and we'll be able to go back. But in the old city, you have this, that there's a whole world by itself on top of the houses. Are you familiar? You go on top of the houses, you walk even straight from the Jewish quarter into the Arab quarter above the homes. I'll take you, Mirtz Hashem, one time. It's a beautiful view. Okay, some of the secrets of the old city. Anyhow, so there you have these, you have the tiny houses, right? The tiny apartments in the old city. But when you go on the roofs, it goes on, it's an expanse that goes on for a long area. So that would be similar to our case of Yosef and Beis Hasayim. Vahani mechitzas lamate avinin. And although the Gemara continues explaining the case of Yosef and Beis Hasayim, And even though the roof area is enclosed by the walls of the house, lemaila lo avidan, they weren't made to enclose above. And therefore, v'avikarfi yosim esayim, shelo hukaf ledira, it's a karfif yosim beis esayim, that wasn't hukaf ledira. So then in such a case, we call karfif yosim beis esayim, shelo hukaf ledira, e metalton bayela dalad, you can't be metalton except dalad amas, and that's going to be the ukimta within the shita of Shmuel, that when Shmuel would say, that even though in general he holds, that we saw on the bottom of Peitesa Med Aleph, that you could be metaltel bekulo, that's only if you don't have a karfif and yosim beis asayim on top of the roofs. But if you do, you have a problem. Yes?
If this is the ukemta, so now Rav also has to have the same case, so why would he allow
Harry? Well, he comes back to the minkura mechitzis part. You mean you're saying how
if it's
right, I hear your kasha. I hear your kasha. I don't know. Wait. Let me try to be amel. I don't like being amel mil dafyemi. It's like usher. But okay. Let me give me a second since you piqued my interest. Right. So over here, Rav is going to say, once it's minkura mechitzta, so then it's no longer a problem of karfif yosim beis esayim. Does that work? That Rav will say that's minkura mechitzta, so then he doesn't consider it as if karfif yosim beis esayim. The mechitzas are, in other words, we draw those mechitzas off, and it's no longer karfif yosim. No, he argues that's only the mata of Eden and lo lemala. Correct. Okay, very good. So let's just crunch that. The machlokis over here between Rav and Shmuel is Shmuel doesn't care about whether there's minkura mechitzas over here. Shmuel says that according to the Chachamim, the halacha is that you're only allowed to be metaltel on that rishus, but at the same time. You could, if you have a problem, if you have karfif yosim beis asayim, then it's going to be aser to be metaltel. While Rav is going to say, you'll never reach karfif yosim beis asayim in a case of where it's minkur mechitzas. That's what Rav will say back to Shmuel. Let's continue on. Zok tehele gemara, 3 lines on the bottom. Itmar svina, you have a ship. Rav amar motel taltel bekula. Rav says you're allowed to metaltel in all of it. Shmuel amar metaltel, but ela bedalid. You could only carry dalit, quite a chiddush. You could only carry dalit amas on a ship. Rav says that you're allowed to because it has regular mechitzas. It's a regular rishus hayachid. They're not considered regular mechitzas of rishus. When you build a mechitza, so we have our beautiful tent of the Beis Medrash. So these the tent walls were built. Why? For mechitzas to partition off the Beis Medrash from the rest of the street. But when it comes to a ship, how do you look at the mechitzas of a ship? So you could look at it as to partition off to make rishus, or you could look at it as simply to prevent from the water coming in. Since you look at it that way, so then Shmuel says it's not considered regular mechitzas. Mechitzas that are matir are those things that for dear. Yes, Rav Tovah. Yes, you're mechaving. You're 100% right. Taisus makes reference to it. The bottom Taisus of Itmar Sfina points this out. In other words, the issue of whether a ship's walls are considered fully valid walls has been discussed in regards to a ship in regards to Tchumit, the halacha of Tchumit. Is a ship considered four amos in regards to Tchumit or not? So Taisus discusses that whether it's the same, that points out that there are two different sugyas. That's a Taisus on the bottom by us, and Taisus on Daf Membeis. If that's what you're referring to, Rav Dovah, beautifully. Kivanto Devrei Taisus. That's amazing. To be mechavin to Taisus and Erevin is a big deal. Shekoach. So as the Gemara continues, Amar le Rav Chiya bar Yosef l'Shmuel. Hilchasa kavascha, ol hilchasa kirav. Isn't this amazing? Rav Chia turned to Shmuel and he said, does Halacha follow you or does Halacha follow Rav? Amar Lei Hilchasa K'Rav. He said, the Halacha follows Rav. Isn't that fascinating? And Shmuel said, so it's a question, what exactly does that mean? Maybe he was Chozer. Okay. Or was it that he realized that everybody else, all the other Rabbanan, had Paskin like Rav? I think the Mefarshim that I saw seemed to say that he was Chozer. But it's possible that he said, well, look, all the other Rabbanim are now following my Psak. So, Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rechia Bar Yosef, Moide Rav. But Rav would agree, Shem Kafa Al Pia, if the ship was turned upside down, Shem Metaltan Ba Ela Ba Arma Amas. Then you can't be Metaltan. So that's Gemara, Kafa Lamai. In what way was it turned over? Ilei Maladur Tachtea. So visualize this big boat, and it's turned upside down. So then there are people living, and they make a doorway. So then people are living inside. So then, and how is it different than a regular roof? That gets into our previous discussion. But rather it was covered over to pitch it, to put tar on top. Ravashi masnu lo asfina. So now the Gemara shows that there are some questions as to which Shmuel had been moded. Rav Ashi Masna Asvina. He taught the teaching of Shmuel as regards to the Svina. Rav Acha Breder Rav Masna Achsadra, but he taught it in regards to Achsadra. The Itma Achsadra Bebikra. When you have an Achsadra in the Bikra, Rav Amar Moto Talta Bekola Ushmuel Amar Eimet Talta Ba Ela Ba Arma. So some said this Machlokis apply to Achsadra Bebikra. Rav Amar Mutter. Rav says it's Mutter. Very important Yisod Talta Bekula. Amrina Pitikra Yarid Vesai same. So this is a very, very important rule. And that is that if you have on the top of the portico, it's mamish like this. The portico is like this table over here. Imagine that this is just a lot higher, and you have an area like what we call today everybody uses it for their schacha, their sukkah. What's it called? A pergola. Like a pergola. So you have the top of the pergola. So pitikra yorid vesosim, you have the roof goes down. The roof automatically goes down. So too, when the portico is really the same thing as a pergola. So the Gemara says, Rava moto tata vikola. Why? Because of amrin pitikra yorid vesosim. Shmuel amr eme tatum ba el arba. Lo amrin pitikra yorid vesosim. So this is a very big machlokis between Rav and Shmuel. So says the Gemara. That's right. That's what it seems from this Gemara. It seems that he doesn't hold a pitikra yorvisosim. Now the Gemara goes back to early machlokis between Rav and Shmuel in regards to the roofs with a combined area of more than two beis sah, according to Rabbi Meir, or the roof that was larger, according to the Chacham. So Rav had said that it's permissible to carry on the entire roof, while Shmuel had said that it's Usr because it's like a dinner based sign. Says the Gemara, V'lav alib, V'rav aliba de Rabbi Meir. And according to Rav's explanation of Rabbi Meir, Litaltel migag lechotzer. You should even be able to mitaltel from the gag to the chotzer. Since Rav considers both to be Rishus Hayachid, so then why can we even go further? Why don't we allow you to carry from the gag to the chotzer? Says the Gemara, Gzeira mishum de Rav Yitzhak Barav Dimi. It's due to the Gzeira of Rav Yitzhak Bar Avdimi on Daf Ayin Tes as well, who had said on Daf Peytes. Thank you. It's Ayin Tes. Rav Yitzhak Bar Avdimi explained that Remeir prohibits a transfer of objects between one Rosh Hashayach and another that is 10 Tfachim high or lower. Since the roof area is 10 Tfachim high than the Chatzer, Remeir had told that it's Usr to carry between the two. Now the Gemara goes on to question. Yeah.
Why would it be we don't allow going from Shasa Yafi to another Shasa Yafi. And isn't that the whole concept of
Erev Chatzeres? No. There's two shilas. One is in regards to Erev Chatzeres. The other is the shila of Tiltul itself. In other words, the Tiltul itself is a separate shila. In general, you're allowed to be metaltal between two different rishuyas. The moment in which people aren't living here, so the moment in which you don't have people living here, then it's going to be okay. Now the Gemara goes on to question Shmuel's shitu. Shmuel leave with the Rabbanan, according to Shmuel's explanation of the Rabbanan, that carrying beyond four amas is aser, Nitaltel migav lekarpev. At least we should allow you to be metaltel from a gag to a karpev, as long as we remain within the same rishus. In other words, we said that if it's a karpev yosim beis asayim, that's a problem. But what if you're staying within four amos? So according to Rabbanan, then it should be okay. Amar Rava Barula, gzer Hashem yipaches hagag. We're afraid that the gag is going to become smaller, and therefore reducing the remaining area of the gag of two saw or less, and people will continue to carry from the gag to the large karpef, and therefore Chazal said that it's going to be usher. Says the Gemara, Yachim karpef lekarpef nami lo l'talto. So then you shouldn't be able to be metalto from one karpef to a next. Says the Gemara, Dilma Mifchis, with Dilma Mifchis v'asen l'talto, that we're afraid that people are going to come to be metalto. Says the Gemara, Hasam imifches, if it's going to diminish. The case of the large two karfeves, minkra le milsa, it's going to be obvious. It's going to be obvious to the people, and then in such a case, then people will know not to be metaltel. Hachi imifches, but in the case of a roof, if it's not diminished, lo minkra milsa, if it is diminished, lo minkra milsa, it won't be obvious, and then people will think that you're allowed to carry when you're not allowed to, according to the Rabbanim. Now the Gemara begins a new topic, which we're not going to be able to finish. Mirza Sheh Rabbi Binyamin will take over for me tomorrow night, but a fascinating new topic. Now, according to the Shita of Rabbi Meir and Rabbanan, we have an interesting analysis. Amar of Yehuda, Kishatim Salomar, if you analyze the Shita L'divrei Rabbi Meir, Gagin Rishusan La'atzman, then they hold the roofs are considered a rishus by themselves, and carrying between roofs is going to be permissible. But, and chatzeros rishus l'atzman. Different chatzeros are also considered different rishuyos. Karfifios rishus l'atzman. And karfifos are considered different rishuyos. And then the Gemara on tomorrow's daf is going to go on, but l'divrei chachamim, they're considered rishus achas. Let's take a look at Rashi. We saw in the Mishnah that you're allowed, according to Rav Meir, you're allowed to be metalto from different roofs. But according to the Chachamim, their Chumra is going to also be a Kula. The Chachamim hold that you can't be metalto from one gag to the next. You can't be metalto from Reuven's gag to Shimon's gag. However, gagin v'chatzeros rishus achas. But there are times that one can carry from a roof to a chatzer according to the Chachamim. What is that case? I pass the baton to Rabbi Yamin. And those are long Rashis over here on Sadi Aleph Amid Aleph, which Amir Tzashem, I'm sure Rabbi Yamin will ably do. Wishing everybody a Shavua Tov, a Gutevach, and Besuras Tovas.